Any questions you have about her, Layla?
Well, she's so interesting to me because this is a very late relapse. 20 years after her initial diagnosis, she was found to have metastatic recurrence, and she only took tamoxifen for 1 year. So I really wonder what's going on there. Is this something that a longer duration of tamoxifen would have delayed or prevented? She did so well for so long after only 1 year of tamoxifen. What do you make of that?
I think we have so much to learn about tumor dormancy. There is really very little data in people when you have this very long interval. Her disease was there. Is it really that it grows so slowly that it's had a constant growth rate that entire time? Had it really remained dormant, as in not growing, just sort of suspended in animation, if that was the case, what happened that triggered it to start to grow? When the disease is below our limit of detecting clinically, it's very hard to study that phenomena, to understand exactly what happened, particularly when you hear this long interval and only a very brief duration of hormone therapy. I think it has all of us thinking like, ugh, if we could only have seen her then and had some way of making tamoxifen more acceptable and more successful for her, switching her to other hormone therapy. Because it sure feels like if she could have only gotten more hormone therapy, maybe this would have never happened, or it would have been pushed another 10 or 15 years in the future. It may also be that if she had taken tamoxifen for the full 5 years, she still would have felt the same note at exactly the same time. That's also equally possible. But I think whenever we see this combination of long interval and brief therapy, it's hard for it not to feel in some ways like a missed opportunity.
So actually, I was thinking about, you know, the work that was done by Craig Jordan on tamoxifen like a million years ago. And I remember there was this thing about the fact that when you stop tamoxifen, you get like a little anti-tumor kick or something. And that was actually part of the efficacy. And the fact that in the overview, you saw these delayed benefits. And there's always been this sort of weird thing about timing and tamoxifen.
Mm-hmm. Well, tamoxifen is a weird drug. It is a partial agonist, partial antagonist. We also saw largely from Craig's work that, at least in the laboratory, if you maintained cells in a very low estrogen state for a very long time, they then become hypersensitive to estrogen. So it was not so much that they lost sensitivity, but they became super sensitive. And that may have allowed the partial agonist activity of tamoxifen to actually become stimulatory, so that when you then stopped the tamoxifen, you were essentially withdrawing estrogen as a reason for that tamoxifen withdrawal response. It's the same explanation in some ways for why high-dose estrogen might sometimes be effective in those patients. I think those are the sort of things that are somewhat easier to model in laboratory systems where you have a genetically similar cell population treated in the same way, followed exquisitely with serial assays, and you can track exactly when things are shifting. That's a lot harder to do in our patients.